A new WYSO analysis of state education data reveals tens of thousands of students across the state are removed from school before the fourth grade for minor discipline issues. To address these high rates, lawmakers have proposed banning such minor offense school suspensions for younger children. WYSO's Jess Mador spoke with April Leslie to learn more about the legislation.
The state has made it clear that they're not really trying to curb giving suspensions for more severe actions, maybe more violent actions, like taking a gun to school, for example, or a bomb threat. They're trying to cut down on pretty much everything else, though, at least for those younger students. Now, this wouldn't happen all at once. It would be phased in over 4 school years. They're doing that because, as Senator Lehner told me, they understand that it's a big change, that it's going to take a while for teachers and school districts to not use out-of-school suspension as a tool in that disciplinary toolbox. Now, what Senator Lehner did tell me is they're trying to give teachers and other school administrators different tools that they can use if they encounter a challenging behavior in the classroom. A big focus in the bill is really on providing more professional development opportunities for teachers and school administrators. Also, it would require school districts to adopt a framework for PBIS, that means positive behavior intervention and supports. Essentially, what all this means is the state is trying to get schools and teachers to think outside of the box when it comes to school discipline.
You know, these are younger students, many of them under the age of 9, right? And so they're learning how to act in the classroom. They're learning how to be in school. But some might ask, why would teachers not be able to discipline kids when they are being disruptive and making it potentially harder for other kids in the classroom to learn?
I think that the idea is not so much that we stop disciplining these children, but that we take suspension out of the question, because we know that taking children out of school has potentially detrimental effects over the long term. Nobody is saying we shouldn't try to correct these behaviors. We shouldn't try to, you know, explain to a child what's appropriate behavior in a classroom. I think that the idea is more, let's come up with a solution that doesn't harm the child overall.
So what does the research show about suspension in younger children? What have you heard?
Well, one of the things that was mentioned to me by many sources is the school-to-prison pipeline. So what this means in practice is, let's say you're suspending a 7-year-old. The 7-year-old doesn't have a parent that can watch them during daytime hours, and that child is left to fend for themselves, and they end up getting involved in some criminal activity, and it leads them at younger ages to prison. And that's something that I think everybody wants to avoid here. The data also shows a clear link between being suspended at a young age and dropping out of high school later on. So we know that it leads to just worse educational outcomes overall.
April, what has the reaction been to the legislation so far?
Senator Lehner told me that the reaction has been pretty positive. She did say initially some teachers were upset because it sounds like, you know, you're just putting an outright ban on something that they've been using as a tool for many years without really offering an alternative. But she did say that a lot of those concerns were alleviated when they heard about the support for professional development that's also in the bill. I also spoke to Zakiya Zankara-Jabbar, who was one of the main sources in the earlier story. Zakiya is part of an advocacy group called Racial Justice Now, and she says that they're pretty thrilled that the bill has made it this far, but that they are disappointed that the issue of racial disparity wasn't really addressed in the bill.
If you look at the research, and we know, right, that Black children don't behave any worse than any other group of children, is it that they're targeted more? And so that's something that we're critical of.
We know from the data that Black children are suspended at much higher rates than white children. Specifically, Black boys are suspended more than any other group.
You know, this sounds like a big problem with many nuanced parts, right? So what are some of the other solutions that some communities you found in your reporting tried that have worked in the past when it comes to disciplining young children in school?
So one solution that has been suggested is offering implicit bias training to teachers and school administrators. You may have heard of that from the Starbucks incident. So it aims to decrease instances of racial discrimination by making people more aware of kind of subconscious racial bias that they may have that might be affecting the way that they make decisions. Also, the state started something new in 2017. They started offering this early childhood educational kind of hotline. It was established essentially to prevent expulsions of really young kids, kids in preschool specifically. A teacher or another child care worker can call this hotline if they're having trouble with a child maybe and they're thinking about expelling that child. They can call this hotline and the state will dispatch the right support services for them. So that's another solution that's being tried out right now.
What happens next with this legislation? What can we expect?
Well, the bill has made it through both the House and the Senate at this point, and we're just awaiting the governor's signature. If it is signed, it's going to take about 4 years for it to be fully implemented.
Thank you, April.
Thank you.